We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Eco-friendly viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 24 on SciSat, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Ernet City, Channel Z26 on The Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Kimri Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Suling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Hultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations introduces a program in five nations to support harmony. In environment news, American Green Muslims in the District of Washington, D.C. take eco-friendly measures. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Pakistani Funkar Chal Arts Center, which promotes respect for all cultures. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 14th, acclaimed humanitarian, activist, theologian, and author Professor Leonardo Boff was born in Concordia, Santa Catarina, Brazil in 1938. He has written over 60 books on religious beliefs, philosophy, anthropology, and mysticism. Professor Boff was honored with a Right Livelihood Award in 2001 for helping people become aware of the relationship between spirituality, social justice, and the stewardship of the earth. His other accolades include numerous honorary doctorates and Brazil's 1991 National Prize for Human Rights. In addition, Professor Boff helped establish Brazil's Center for the Defense of Human Rights and is a member of the International Initiative of the Earth Charter. Our earnest appreciation, Professor Leonardo Boff, for your sincere devotion to the welfare of others. May you be blessed with a joyous birthday.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Spain. In late July, an oppressive heat wave brought temperatures of 41 degrees Celsius, also sparking huge wildfires in the rural northeastern areas of the nation. While working to contain the flames, five firefighters perished in the Catalonian province of Lleida, while another succumbed in the province of Teruel.
On July 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly requested that our nearby association members please go comfort the loved ones of the firefighters. She also donated 1,000 euros and gifts for each of the six families.
Covering their own expenses of approximately 150 euros, our association members from Valencia traveled to Lleida to convey Master's condolences and love to the families. Respecting their requests for privacy, the team gave Master's donations, along with some of her books and DVDs, to the fire chief inspector in Lleida and to the local government's chief of staff in Teruel. The families later conveyed their deep appreciation for Master's care and support.
We appreciate the help of the Yever Fire Chief Inspector and the Teruel Chief of Staff. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern for the distressed. Our sincere sympathies for the bereaved as we pray that such devastating events subside through humanity's kinder ways.
Angola flooding displaces hundreds of families. Heavy rains on Thursday, December 10th, left 930 families homeless as 155 homes were destroyed and others damaged in Bukusau, a town in northern Cabinda province. Children were sheltered in school classrooms as many neighborhoods were inundated with water from the rising Luwale River. Provincial Deputy Governor Antonio Gime gave out clothes and blankets, pledging land areas for new homes in more secure areas. Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked that our nearby association members go to offer assistance and comfort to the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available as needed. Our sincere appreciation, Deputy Governor Gime, and all those assisting the flood-afflicted. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care of the most vulnerable. We pray for a quick return to normalcy for all those in need. Through our more caring stewardship of the environment, may we see such disasters eased.
Floods sweep through Greece. On Friday, December 11th, sudden torrential rains triggered flash floods in central Greece, prompting the prefecture of Magnesia to declare a state of emergency, as three elderly people passed away in travel-related incidents with traffic on both sea and land through much of the nation disrupted. Several villages in central and northern Greece have also been affected by heavy rain and snowfall in mountainous regions.
Greece is considered particularly vulnerable to climate change, with the past few years bringing a 300-meter drop in rainfall in some areas, along with major droughts, heat waves, flooding, and fires. Scientists forecast that further global warming will result in even more extreme weather changes to come. It saddens us to know of the lives lost to this calamity, as well as the prospect of similar future distress. May all those affected swiftly recover the regularity of their day-to-day lives, as we pray that potential disasters as these are alleviated by our faster transition to nobler, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Humane care of animals, a reflection of human dignity. From time to time, we may have wondered, do animals have souls like humans? Those of us who have had animal companions, such as dogs, may have asked this question even more frequently, for dogs share numerous similarities with us in terms of emotions, affection for loved ones, selflessness in times of need, etc. During an interview conducted by Irish radio host Miss Louise Kings for the December 16th special relaunch edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the inner nature of our animal co-inhabitants and the ultimate message that our treatment towards them becomes a measure of human greatness.
Animals do have souls like us. The Catholic Catechism says, yes, it is contrary to human dignity to cause animals to suffer or die needlessly. So even if we don't believe that animals have soul, it's already established and well known that they have feeling and that they experience love, fear, happiness, and physical pain and suffering, exactly like we do. If we consider ourselves higher beings, then we should carry out higher noble acts, protect the weak and the innocent, and not abuse our power by harming our friends, especially as they do us no harm. We should listen to the great wise religious leader of the past and present and regard our animal friends as sacred, cherished creations of God and as a very basic gesture of dignity, respect and kindness, we should be vegan. When we are able to expand this love to all other beings of the universe, including the animals who are our co-inhabitants, we ourselves expand and become greater spiritually.
We are grateful to the Irish Dog Journal and journalist Miss Louise Kings for helping us to foster more harmonious relationships with our canine and other animal companions. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her thoughts and empathy toward all beings. Let us all embrace our true nature and protect our siblings in different forms so we may soon herald a peaceful world.
This article in the Irish Dog Journal will be available on Wednesday, December 16th at Eason Stores, one of Ireland's largest book and stationery retailers, or online at irishdogjournal.com. For Eason Store locations, please visit www.eason.ie/stores.
Please tune in for the broadcast of this interview at a later date on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Foodborne illnesses may cause serious long-term health problems. Scientists at the Center for Foodborne Illness Research and Prevention in Pennsylvania, USA, have found that besides causing temporary digestive disorders, the top five common infections from foodborne organisms can result in damage such as kidney failure, paralysis, seizures, and even death.
The condition known as food poisoning is often caused by bacteria such as Campylobacter, E. coli, Salmonella, and Listeria, which contaminate meat, soil, and water supplies primarily through the manure of infected livestock animals. These infections cause illness in about 76 million Americans every year, with 325,000 who are hospitalized and 5,000 who lose their lives, with half being children under the age of 15.
The potentially lethal form of E. coli, for example, is the leading cause of kidney failure in American children. A recent £500,000 E. coli recall, where two people perished and 500 were infected, was traced to a beef company in New York, USA, that had stopped testing its meat ingredients.
We are grateful, Center for Foodborne Illness Research and Prevention scientists, as well as all other organizations and individuals who are working to keep the public informed, wishing that people everywhere choose health and adopt a cleaner, safer, plant-based fare.
Swine flu deaths climbed to 10,000 in the U.S. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, swine flu fatalities in mid-November reached about 10,000, a significant jump from the previous month's estimate of 3,900. In addition, the lives lost included more than 1,000 children and 7,500 younger adults, the two hardest-hit age groups in the United States. In sum, at least 50 million, or 1 in 6 Americans, have been infected.
Swine flu has also been fast rising in France, and in the Netherlands, the number of people who perished due to a Tamiflu-resistant mutation of the swine flu virus doubled to 11 within the past week. Meanwhile, India's death toll rose to 699, Egypt 44, 137 in Italy, and 283 in the UK. The total estimated tally of fatalities is at least 18,638, although actual figures of these and swine flu cases are deemed much higher. Health officials in the US have found that in the fatal cases, the virus had attacked deep within the lungs in a phenomenon similar to that of the 1918 flu pandemic that killed 100 million people worldwide.
As we try to absorb the rise in statistics each day, we pray for the families suffering due to this tragic trend. May the swift adoption of an organic vegan diet help to stop the next and worst animal-borne pandemic and ensure the vitality and happiness of all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Thank you.
Kuwaiti poet receives highest Spanish honor. Presented by Spanish Ambassador to Kuwait, Manuel Gomez, on behalf of His Majesty King Juan Carlos. Kuwaiti poet Abdulaziz Saud al-Babtayin was awarded Spain's Order of Civil Merit for his poetic accomplishments in spreading the Arabic culture in Spain and across the world. The poet is also the founder of the al-Babtayin Foundation, whose 20th anniversary this year celebrates its mission of employing poetry to unify and express the Arab spirit. Mr. al-Babtayin dedicated the Order of Civil Merit Award to His Highness Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmed al-Jaber al-Sabah of Kuwait, who encouraged intercultural talks and understanding between religions and people. Our warm congratulations, Abdulaziz Saud al-Babtayin, on your deserved distinction. Blessed be your endeavors, continue to bring people together through the world of poetry.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
And ask the world to live for our
United Nations Climate Change Conference enters second half of negotiations. Over the past week at the historic summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, discussions have focused on emission reductions and pledges of financial support for the more vulnerable countries, including those in Africa as well as small island nations.
Let's get to Supreme Master Television's correspondent on location.
European Union leaders have agreed to fund 7.2 billion euros over the next 3 years, including 2.4 billion euros each from Britain and France. The United States has also pledged assistance and participation.
I think that the United States will be prepared to be part of an overall solution that involves financial contribution, and that's what I was referring to with respect to the $10 billion, which is also part of the statement that the White House put out in announcing the president's decision to come on December 18th.
As the conference goes into its second scheduled week, ministers are arriving who will be joined by about 110 world leaders in the final days on Thursday and Friday. Those involved are optimistic about a constructive outcome.
I strongly believe that we are going to be successful because this is what common sense tells us. We have to listen to science. Science is warning us.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, tens of thousands of people gathered for a peaceful rally through the streets of Copenhagen, urging for bold actions to halt global warming. About 4,000 other rallying events were held across the world, all calling for a strong, legally binding agreement from the summit. One group of citizens specifically highlighted the crucial need for the vegan solution in cooling the planet. Of the Town Hall Copenhagen. The main purpose of this demonstration is to urge global political leaders to take action and to curb global warming, mainly by reducing its main cause, livestock farming, and to encourage the global population to adopt a compassionate vegan diet.
I think it's important to change our lifestyles to support our planet, our health, and to be compassionate toward animals and all living beings.
Our association members also held attractive banners and distributed thousands of flyers promoting the simple, low-cost, universal way to reverse climate change. Vegetarians, vegans, fruitarians, and others present eagerly participated in holding Be Veg placards as they joined in the procession through the city.
I came here to support global change, and my first step was vegetarianism, and here today I'm holding a sign because I believe in this change. Be Veg, go green, save the planet!
Be Veg, go green, save the planet!
This is Supreme Master Television, Copenhagen, Denmark.
We send our gratitude and support to all the determined leaders whose cooperation and dedication the world depends on for a stable, livable future. May the urgently needed component of a vegan diet policy find a place in your successful agreement for a truly effective solution to climate change.
As in the following gathering with our association members in 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently affirmed the importance of large-scale government action in stopping meat consumption, the most flagrant climate change source.
There is a solution. Only three steps, no? Vegan. Sustainable energy, plant trees. The government has to say something, just like they ban the smoking. So is it banned? Is it done? The same with the climate change policy. If they just do what they know is good, then it's very quick. In no time, we will recover. Or we stop the effect. No more greenhouse gas or methane gas from the animals. No more multiplying all the time. They just have to stop meat eating because it's bad karma also. And every day we air all kind of warning sign or warning evidence. This is the only important thing right now. First you have to survive and then you can do anything else you want. But if you don't survive, you don't have the planet. What's the use?
Save Our Planet, at a conference sponsored by the UN World Meteorological Organization. 60 international scientists collaborate in creating guidelines for an early warning system to detect climate-related droughts in the hope of saving crops and lives.
Save Our Planet, Russian Deputy Director of Moscow's Industrial Policy Department, Evgeny Balashov, announces a new eco-plan to convert 25% of the city's public transportation to being emissions-free by 2012.
Save Our Planet, Germany's Global Risk Index 2010, reports on the countries most severely affected by climate change, with the top 10 being Bangladesh, Myanmar, Honduras, Olago, Vietnam, Nicaragua, Haiti, India, the Dominican Republic, the Philippines, and China.
Save Our Planet, Denmark is investing $1 million for a planet cooling project in Dhaka, Bangladesh, to replace traditional brick kilns with energy-efficient alternatives, which will also reduce air pollution and benefit the health of the people. Save Our Planet.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
The gas to our food for
United Nations Climate Change Conference enters second half of negotiations. Over the past week at the historic summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, discussions have focused on emission reductions and pledges of financial support for the more vulnerable countries, including those in Africa, as well as small island nations.
Let's go to Supreme Master Television's correspondent on location.
European Union leaders have agreed to fund 7.2 billion euros over the next 3 years, including 2.4 billion euros each from Britain and France. The United States has also pledged assistance and participation.
I think that the United States will be prepared to be part of an overall solution that involves financial contribution, and that's what I was referring to with respect to the $10 billion, which is also part of the statement that the President, that the White House put out in announcing the President's decision to come on December 18th.
As the conference goes into its second scheduled week, ministers are arriving who will be joined by about 110 world leaders in the final days on Thursday and Friday. Those involved are optimistic about a constructive outcome.
I strongly believe that we are going to be successful because this is what common sense tells us. We have to listen to science. Science is warning us.
Meanwhile, over the weekend, tens of thousands of people gathered for a peaceful rally through the streets of Copenhagen, urging for bold actions to halt global warming. About 4,000 other rallying events were held across the world, all calling for strong, legally binding agreement from the summit. One group of citizens specifically highlighted the crucial need for the vegan solution in cooling the planet. We are here in front of the Town Hall Copenhagen. The main purpose of this demonstration is to urge global political leaders to take action and to curb global warming, mainly by reducing its main cause, livestock farming, and to encourage the global population to adopt a compassionate vegan diet.
I think it's important to change our lifestyles to support our planet, our health, and to be compassionate toward animals and all living beings.
Our association members also held attractive banners and distributed thousands of flyers promoting the simple, low-cost, universal way to reverse climate change. Vegetarians, vegans, fruitarians, and others present eagerly participated in holding Be Veg placards as they joined in the procession through the city.
I came here to support global change, and my first step was vegetarianism, and here today I'm holding a sign because I believe in this change. Be Veg, go green, save the planet!
Be Veg, go green, save the planet!
This is Supreme Master Television, Copenhagen, Denmark.
We send our gratitude and support to all the determined leaders whose cooperation and dedication the world depends on for a stable, livable future. May the urgently needed component of a vegan diet policy find a place in your successful agreement for a truly effective solution to climate change.
As in the following gathering with our association members in 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently affirmed the importance of large-scale government action in stopping meat consumption, the most flagrant climate change source.
There is a solution. Only three steps, no? Vegan, sustainable energy, plant trees. The government has to say something, just like they ban the smoking. So is it banned? Is it done? The same with the climate change policy. If they just do what they know is good, then it's very quick. In no time, we will recover. Or we stop the effect. No more greenhouse gas or methane gas from the animals. No more multiplying all the time. They just have to stop meat eating because it's bad karma also. And every day we air all kind of warning sign, warning evidence. This is the only important thing right now. First you have to survive and then you can do anything else you want. But if you don't survive, you don't have the planet. What's the use?
Save Our Planet, at a conference sponsored by the UN World Meteorological Organization. 60 international scientists collaborate in creating guidelines for an early warning system to detect climate-related droughts in the hope of saving crops and lives.
Save Our Planet, Russian Deputy Director of Moscow's Industrial Policy Department, Evgeny Balashov, announces a new eco plan to convert 25% of the city's public transportation to being emissions-free by 2012.
Save Our Planet, Germany's Global Risk Index 2010, reports on the countries most severely affected by climate change, with the top 10 being Bangladesh, Myanmar, Honduras, Olago, Vietnam, Nicaragua, Haiti, India, the Dominican Republic, the Philippines, and China.
Save Our Planet, Denmark is investing $1 million for a planet cooling project in Dhaka, Bangladesh, to replace traditional brick kilns with energy-efficient alternatives, which will also reduce air pollution and benefit the health of the people.
How are you, friends? I'm Iggy the Iguana, and I'm vegetarian. Would you like to hear a tip about cleaning your fine dishes? To keep your delicate glassware or china from chipping when you wash them, try putting a hand towel at the bottom of the sink or dishpan. It will serve as a pad and help protect them. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
In world news, a global endeavor supports job creation and harmony. The United Nations Development Program and the International Labor Organization are co-sponsoring the UN Policy for Post-Conflict Employment Creation, Income Generation, and Reintegration. The initiative focuses on reintegrating citizens into the society and creating sustainable employment opportunities for them. Initially, it will be introduced in Burundi, Côte d'Ivoire, Nepal, Sierra Leone, and Timor-Leste. Our sincere thankfulness, United Nations Development Program, and the International Labor Organization for your caring project. May all people thrive in goodwill and friendship under heaven's protective grace.
In environmental news, No Impact Week is supported by eco-conscious citizens around the world. Huffington Post, an online news source in the United States, worked in partnership with the No Impact Project, based in New York, USA, to encourage lowering one's ecological footprint. One of the most active participants in this endeavor were the Green Muslims in the district from Washington, D.C., USA. The group created a guide in which quotes from Islamic texts were placed beside tips for sustainable living. Kudos, Green Muslims in the district, and all other participants for your planet-caring efforts. Bravo, Huffington Post and No Impact Project, for your sponsorship of this important endeavor. May we all take essential earth-saving actions, beginning with a compassionate, organic, vegan diet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Funcor Child Art Center in Pakistan, whose paintings have been exhibited internationally. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. Please stay tuned for more Noble News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a progressive world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an art center in Pakistan, which collaborates with both government and non-government organizations.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Funcor Child Art Center in Islamabad, Pakistan, is dedicated to providing children from all sectors of society the opportunity to take part in the wonderful world of art. The name of the nonprofit comes from the Urdu word fun, meaning art, and the Pashto word core, meaning house. Founded by Pakistani artist, photographer, and author Ms. Fazia Aziz Minala, Funcor envisions that youngsters can gain greater appreciation of their heritage and respect for other cultures through the window of art.
The center collaborates with various non-governmental organizations and government agencies. Workshops have been held in schools, underprivileged areas, and refugee camps. In addition, they have been specifically designed for children with special needs. Murals and paintings created by the youth have been exhibited at children's art festivals in cities such as New York, USA, Munich, Germany, and Hiroshima, Japan.
Each year during Tree Plantation Week, children plant saplings and also paint murals on the vital function of trees in our lives. In addition, books have been produced and published. One such is Glimpses into the Soul of Islamabad, which encourages protecting both the multicultural nature of the city and the precious environment. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Fazia Aziz Minala and Funcor Child Art Center, for bringing joy to the lives of children. May Allah bless the beautiful young people of Pakistan with a very vibrant, peaceful, and sustainable future.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Danish entitled Growing Up.
At 7 år gammel jeg regnede med, at det var uundgåeligt, at min søn begyndte at tvivle på julemanden. Rigtig nok, en dag sagde han, mor, jeg ved noget om julemanden, påskeharen og tandfen. Jeg tog en dyb indånding og spurgte ham, hvad er det? Og han svarede, de er alle sammen nocturne.
And now for our viewers' heartline on the magnificent Iraqi maqam of Miss Farida Muhammad Ali and Mr. Muhammad Hadi Gomar on Enlightening Entertainment.
Amazing, Mami Zanyar from the Netherlands.
This is really great, thank you. Mustafa from Iraq.
Soulful Mami Zanyar and Mustafa, thank you for your appreciative comments. The very gifted Ms. Farida Muhammad Ali and Mr. Muhammad Hadi Omar certainly create incredible music. May the artists be graced to continue to share the rich heritage of Iraq and the world in divine life.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heaven smile on your days with an abundance of love and wisdom. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon presents Hollywood Oscar-winning film star Nicolas Cage with the UN Correspondents Association's Global Citizen of the Year Award, as well as naming him a UN Goodwill Ambassador.
Members of Canada's National Democratic Congress, Toronto, donate vegetable seeds to farmers in Granada, Spain, to support a government program seeking to increase the nation's food security.
Thailand's Samchuk community, an old market district in central Suphanburi province, is awarded the 2009 UNESCO Asia Pacific Heritage Award for its exemplary restoration carried out by a team of students and others.
Doctors at the UK-based North East England Stem Cell Institute are successful in using patients' own stem cells to treat a debilitating eye condition known as LSCD and restore the sight of 8 people.
A software called MultiLearn, created by University of Washington students in the USA, allows 4 young classmates to use one computer for interactive tasks such as math, with preliminary testing in India already showing success.
The U.S.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine appeals to the governor of North Dakota, USA, to halt the use of live pigs for medical training and spare them a level of suffering that also violates the U.S. Animal Welfare Act.
During their recent meeting in Moscow, Russia, President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev discussed improving bilateral cooperation in trade and economy.
After seeing an ad for the nonprofit group Operation Smile that raises money to fix children's cleft palates, 9-year-old Liam Safran of Pennsylvania, USA, asked friends attending his birthday party to bring a donation for the organization instead of gifts.
Germany donates an additional $300,000 to Cambodia, bringing the total to nearly $650,000 in emergency assistance to help reconstruction efforts following the recent typhoon Katsana.
Bolivia and Ecuador promote the revival of the ancient Incan language Quechua by supporting TV stations broadcasting in Quechua, as well as founding Quechua-speaking university and cultural programs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.